This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, hanging out at Rally House here in Arlington. A great place to go to get your Cowboys gear, TCU, UT, whatever you want. All the different Cowboys jerseys, white with silver letters, silver with silver letters, blue with white letters, dark blue with white letters. They got it all. And we got all the Cowboys audio of importance here. Jerry and Mike talking Odell Beckham Jr., talking Colts. They were both on The Fan today. We had Stephen Jones on back there at 3 o'clock, and with the Odyssey app, you can go back and listen to any segment you might have missed. You know, you just hit the show, and then it breaks down, like, they call it episodes, which is really segments, you know? So it's really easy to navigate, and if you want to hear these interviews in their entirety, you can. Okay, you can also call into a sports radio show while intoxicated, coming up in 20 minutes. We're 20 minutes away from what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Everybody good here on a Friday?
Yeah, all good. It does appear we've got some news. Brian and I were just kicking this back and forth. Sua Cravens.
Sua Cravens, yeah.
You guys remember him, former USC player, played with Washington for a little while?
Yeah, it was like a weird ending to his career, if I remember.
Yeah, but he's now gotten into the media game, and he's with CBS Sports, but he's reporting his sources are saying that not only is Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, to Colorado a done deal.
What?
But Coach Sanders plans on bringing on a new defensive coordinator from Alabama staff. Expect an announcement from either Colorado or Primetime this weekend or early next week. Pac-12 is getting interesting. You buying this, Brian?
I'll tell you what, I'm always interested. Now, Sua Cravens, when did he play with – I mean, he's a lot younger than when
– He's come into the league in the last 6 or 7 years, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he's a lot younger than what – when Sanders – I mean, I was
– He didn't play with Deion or
anything.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. So I was kind of thinking maybe there was some type of connection there. But, you know, it's always interesting these
– He was drafted in 2016.
Yeah. So, okay, that's a way afterwards. But, yeah.
Maybe he knows Shador or something,
yeah,
or one of the sons.
That's what I always kind of – you know, always kind of wonder – that, you know, maybe you hear from an agent, maybe you hear from a family member, maybe you hear from somebody in the Colorado, you know, athletic department that he might know there too. So I'm always fascinated by guys and gals that throw these things out there, and I'm interested to see if this thing actually turns out to be true.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe the Jackson State play-by-play man who was joking with Deion and is the G-bag of the day, you know, maybe he was actually letting the cat out of the bag there a little bit. That would be a surprise, although, you know, I don't doubt that Deion could have success wherever he goes at this point. I think, you know, Colorado would be, well, you know, they would be smart to back up the Brinks truck and try to bring Deion in and try to bring them back to glory. It's been 20 years since they were relevant with Gary Barnett.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about that. The thing about it is, and I just wonder, though, are there enough funds to go? The one thing that Sanders is going to look at for his next job is how much money he could get for his staff.
Yeah.
That's important to him. I mean, he's thinking like, yeah, money for me is great, but he's trying to think about, when I take this next job, it's about these guys because they haven't been getting paid here at Jackson State.
Yeah.
You know, I get to think about their families, their future.
Well, if you're an alumni and you're convinced we're never going to do it, but Deion gives us a shot. Deion is going to bring us the players.
Yeah.
I'm willing to throw in extra millions instead of just watch us be average for the next 20 years.
And you're absolutely right about that. The thing about it is you just wonder if Colorado has been in this situation where they're like, you know, maybe they don't have the alumni base. I mean, Colorado's a nice school, beautiful place and all that. You know, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know every Colorado alum. But there comes a certain point of time. There's a reason why teams like Auburn, and I'm not saying just because it's an SEC school, but they could pay $17 to $20 million for coaches to go away and then give another whole nother coach, you know, $7 or $8 million, you know, because
rich alumni.
Yeah, because the alumni come in and say, listen, all right, you guys got to stop making mistakes here. We just gave you $20 million to clean up three coaches. They've had three coaches in 4 years at Auburn. You know, and I don't
they
know.
They run through them.
Yeah, I don't know if you have the alumni base in Colorado that's willing to say that.
Okay, let's get some of these football cuts in here. Jerry Jones, you're not going to let OBJ leave Monday, are you? Here's cut six from Jerry.
Well, I wish it were as easy as me saying yes or no. And you say, why isn't it? And we all understand the reality of what you have to go through. But I'm excited they'll be coming in. We'll be coming in Monday. And in the meantime, we're doing a lot of evaluation, a lot of work, a lot of things regarding physical condition, things like that, information. So all of that's working.
So OBJ has to convince the Cowboys, now I believe this firmly, that he can help this year. Otherwise, he's not going to be a Cowboy. You know, when Jerry says, I wish it was as easy as me saying yes or no, he's letting you know, I'm not in control of this. It's going to come down to, you know, his medical condition. And if he's unwilling to work out, then I think the Cowboys are going to take that as a sign that he's not ready.
Well, just a nice little hint.
Okay.
The waiver wire came out, and he was listed with the Giants as a visit. And there were other workouts. So if he physically worked out, he would be listed as a workout for the Giants.
Okay.
So that right there is a hint to me that the
he's visit, not going
to
work out.
He's not going to work out for you. So you're going to have to do this the best you can. Jim Maurer, Britt Brown, Dr. Cooper, everybody that's involved on this physical. You know, working him out, you could definitely tell how far along he is or what they need.
And they've made it clear today on the Fan that if it's only for next year, then it's not really a fit for them.
Not at all.
What does Jerry have in mind for courting Odell Beckham Jr.? Here he is.
Well, when you've when you're as visible as we are, and you have the track record we have, it's pretty hard to put a smile on and do something in an hour of visiting or over a dinner or, if you will, just a meeting. It's pretty hard to do something that materially impacts your record before you as how you've been. I'm talking about the Cowboys as an organization. The Cowboys as a place for a player to play, or if that matter, does what I say, is it just said for that moment and not followed up on? One of the things that I almost insist, and I do this everywhere, is if I'm talking to somebody for the first time, I'll find people that know me and ask them to call ahead and that know who I'm talking to. Now, this has nothing to do with just football player. And I'll say, would you share with them some stories so that they know who they're talking to when I'm visiting with them? And so that's something that I appreciate because I have it happen to me. I have people call me and say, you're going to be meeting somebody, and they want me to call you, or I want to call you and tell you this about them. And all of that helps make it work.
So Jerry's saying we're not going to go overboard trying to court him and woo him because we're the Cowboys. I don't think that's a huge mistake, although who knows? You know, if OBJ expects the courting and you don't do it, maybe it could backfire on you. But he's going to have people calling and speaking on behalf of the Cowboys organization to Odell Beckham Jr. I think that's a good idea. Do you think it's a mistake to not court him strongly?
No, I think you have to court him. I really, really do. I think it's important for him to feel that love and the coddling and all that stuff. Jerry's got a great advantage. Take that helicopter, and when Odell Beckham lands, go pick him up in that helicopter, fly him over the city, fly him over the star, fly him over. Hey, you've played at this place, but this is what it looks like from the air.
Yeah.
This is what it looks like. This is going to be your next home. Right down there is going to be your next home. You know, and you could sit there and visit with him and fly over the star and say, this is where you're going to practice. These are the fields. And then you can show him when he goes inside, he goes, yeah, I've seen this place from the air. It looks great. It looks like a real, you know, it looks like a real football facility here. So, yeah, I think that to me, it's important. Yeah, the dinners and the interactions and things like that. But with this guy, he is a different cat. He likes that when you show the extra, give him the little bit extra effort instead of just picking him up and making him have to weave through traffic to get to your facility. Show him the city from the air.
I kind of feel like the Cowboys and Jerry just can't help themselves. They're just even if he's saying, we're not thinking too much about it, it's just they don't cut any corners on anything. You go to AT&T Stadium, the spread's unbelievable for the media. We got the nicest Port-a-Johns ever at training camp. Like, they can't help themselves but to do everything in the classiest, top-notch, most spectacular way. And so I think that's just kind of the way it is.
They're showmen.
And some of it just speaks for itself, like the Star. Like, when he goes to Buffalo, I don't know what type of facilities they have. I don't think it's going to resemble the Star. Even New York with the Giants, I don't imagine that it'll resemble the Star when he goes into that's just that alone right there. And it's just built in.
That might be more impressive, like the opulence, the luxury, as the Cowboys are just kind of walking around casually, like, yeah, this is just what we have.
Yeah,
you know, we're not rolling out the red carpet. It's just that our spot's amazing.
Right.
I think Jerry was trying to downplay it. But I think you're going to get a full court.
Yeah, okay. They're going to spend the night. He's going to spend the night at his house, same way Mike McCarthy did. It's going to be kumbaya.
They're going to have the slumber party. They're going to get in the PJs, and they're going to do the whole thing, man.
Do shots of Johnny Walker
Hell
Blues.
Yeah.
And they've done the front sell in terms of the media. Like, Buffalo, other than Von Miller, it's not like at every turn you're hearing the coach and everybody come out and say, oh, we want them. The Cowboys have done that for a month now.
Yeah, well,
Jerry's
that's also
that front sell.
The Cowboys. Who knows what's going on behind the scenes with some of the players?
For sure.
Barkley had him at his birthday party. Like, they've definitely talked, right? So who knows what these players have done behind the scenes. But, yeah, the Cowboys have not shied away from this.
How about we get cut 14 here? We were just talking about Deion, and right now you have Mike, there's Dan Quinn, there's Sean Payton. But Deion Sanders, would you ever hire him to coach the Cowboys? Here's Jerry Jones.
Ooh. Well, again, we're speculating, and you know what that would be or what have you. Deion's very capable of being a head coach in the National Football League.
Yeah, he talked about at length, you know, Deion just as a player, you know. The day that he played for the Falcons against the Cowboys and also played for the Cincinnati Reds and everything that he's accomplished, and expects Deion to go on to even more success here in his collegiate career.
The one thing that social media has allowed us is to learn about Deion Sanders, the coach.
Yeah.
You know, we Deion Sanders didn't play in an era where there was social media, which he would have been probably great at.
But now you can see it.
Now every day you could see the struggles that they have at Jackson State.
Yeah.
You could see the successes they have. You see how he interacts with the players.
Gifted and a great leader of men, I think is what Jerry said as well.
Jerry loves his positivity, too. He says he's a 1+1=3 kind of guy, the same way Jerry is.
There you go. Okay. Coach McCarthy audio 8. Do you have to see OBJ work out to put him on the team? Here's Mike McCarthy.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, and it's already started. So, you know, there's videos and things that, you know, our medical staff is, they have a process, and we'll go through the process. And, you know, just like anything, you got to get all the information and hopefully an agreement can be worked out. But, you know, this is why you go through it all. So there's definitely a number of things we need to, you know, work on when he gets here and so forth. But I think it'll be great to get him in the building.
Mm. Pretty much a non-answer to that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I would take that as a yes. We do, as a matter of fact. I don't know if after today in New York he didn't do a workout, if you have any hope at all.
He was listed as a visit.
I mean, that news that you just gave us 10 minutes ago on OBJ doing a visit, not a workout with the New York Giants, that has plummeted my odds that were earlier peaking at 62. I'm down at 32 now. Cut them in half, essentially.
I guess for me, I was – the way Broadus has kind of laid this out for us, I didn't anticipate that. It doesn't seem like if you're a hot commodity free agent with any sort of leverage, you wouldn't be the type of dude to step in and say, yeah, and volunteer yourself for a workout. So I was under the assumption. And I assume McCarthy, with his non-answer there, and Jerry and all these guys probably know that as well. Like, they understand the general rules of how this goes, and a guy like OBJ probably not doing the workout. So they have to already know that when he's coming in, that that's probably not something they're going to get. But there's clearly
It would answer a lot of questions for them. If they, in fact, if Britt Brown and Jim Maurer and Dr. Cooper and all those guys got to see him run and move and cut and do lateral stuff and all that and work him out a little bit, they could have an understanding like, man, this guy's ready to go.
Right.
This is where we're at. And if you want to pay him go ahead and pay him.
So now it's possible that another team is willing to pay him and is investing for 2023 and 2024.
Buffalo.
But if those two teams are like, you know, we'll do a prove it rest of the year in playoffs, then I'll give the Cowboys equal odds or maybe even better than equal.
Let's go back to Josiah Anderson. Let's go back to her situation. She's the one that told us that he might not play.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get the deal that he wants, he could just sit out this year and then
totally.
Do this all over.
The Giants are the team that probably would give him that deal because they're just so weak at receiver, right? Like, they need receiver help for this year and beyond. The Cowboys are not necessarily pressed to where we have to get a receiver in the building. So if he, I think that's the deal breaker. That's why I asked that question to Stephen Jones, and he didn't want to answer it, fairly so. But I think if he can't help them this year, then what's the point for the Cowboys to make the deal?
That is a good point to end this segment on as we broadcast live from Rally House in Arlington. Do you want an Earl Campbell jersey? Would you like to get that for somebody for Christmas? There's one over there. Got all the Cowboys gear, even Houston Astros gear, any team, college or pro, participating here in the great
soccer,
state of Texas.
They got that soccer sweat.
They got a U.S.
There,
you want something for the game tomorrow morning. You got that as well. The Expressway and what you're drinking and what you're thinking is coming up next here on 105.3 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.